New Zealand has just recorded its lowest ever fertility rate. The latest quarterly data from Statistics New Zealand shows the ratio of births to the number of women of childbearing age is now 1.63. That's now well below the ratio needed to keep the population growing. What that translates to is that without migration, the population will shrink. Tracy Neal reports.
In the year to September 2019, there were just over 59,000 babies born in New Zealand. By the same time this year, there were 1,300 fewer. The downward trend isn't a blip on the radar. It's been a trend over the past decade, says Kim Dunstan, a senior demographer with Statistics New Zealand.
They've shown a steady decline since about 2010. When that total fertility rate was around 2.2 births per woman.
He says reasons are less about biology than social and economic factors. The trend is likely influenced by the rising cost and shortage of housing. That too is reflected in the data, which shows the decline is greatest among those aged under 35.
Fertility rates among older women, though, 35 to 50 years, remain relatively the same as they were a decade ago.
Mr. Dunstan says involuntary infertility, that includes men, could also be a factor.
But generally the trend that we're seeing in New Zealand and other countries around the world is around voluntary choice to have children or not. And of course, for those having children, about the number of children they have over their lifetime.
A research associate at the National Institute of Demographic and Economic Analysis says the latest figures are a big drop on the same time last year. Natalie Jackson says there's a technical explanation, more people in the country, because the data cover the period since COVID came into our lives and played havoc with overseas travel. Her statement has been voiced.
The fertility rate is essentially a ratio of births to the number of women aged 15 to 49 years. And there will have been a lot of women in that age group unable to leave the country, and a reasonable number at those ages returning.
Dr. Jackson says those figures combined will have increased the number of women against which the number of births is measured.
At the same time, there have been fewer births. So, fewer births and more women means the rate will have dropped along the lines it has.
But those on the front line aren't noticing much change. Midwives are just as busy, says New Zealand College of Midwives Chief Executive Alison Eddy.
What the data showed was, I think it was around 1,300 births less this year compared to last year. When you spread that across the geography of New Zealand, it really doesn't equate to much at all. You know, we have approximately 1,300 midwives working in the community as lead maternity carers, so you could say, well, on average, they might have looked after one less woman each.
Kim Dunstan says that while the latest data is influenced by COVID-19, it remains to be seen what next year's results will show.
Until next year, it won't be clear what direct impact the pandemic has had on couples' childbearing decisions.
Mr. Dunstan says the drop could continue if the labour market and economic conditions continue to deter people from having children. For Morning Report, Tracy Neal.